This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus will head the country's interim government after former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina stepped down and fled the country amid a mass uprising against her rule, led mostly by students, according to an announcement early on Wednesday from the president's office. The leaders of the student protests, the chiefs of the country's three divisions of the military and civil society members, as well as some business leaders, held a meeting with the president for more than 5 hours late on Tuesday to decide on the head of the interim administration. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party's candidate for president, has selected the governor of the state of Minnesota as her running mate in this year's election. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Tuesday that she has chosen Tim Walz as her running mate. In a statement to supporters, Harris said Walz, who is 60, is a battle-tested leader who has an incredible track record of getting things done for Minnesota families. Harris chose Walz over Josh Shapiro, the more moderate governor of the swing state of Pennsylvania, and several other politicians who were under consideration. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called Walz an incompetent liberal who will get along just great with Harris because, in his words, they're both far-left radicals that don't know how to govern. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hezbollah's response to Israeli attacks will be strong and effective, its leader Hassan Nasrallah said on Tuesday as he spoke in a speech marking the one-week memorial of the group's top military commander. Nasrallah said Hezbollah would wait for the right moment to respond, but he did not hint on its form or timing.